The Sitka Advisory Committee considered over a dozen herring proposals during two meetings in November in order to deliver its recommendations to the Alaska Board of Fisheries before that group gathers in the new year to set regulations. The Sitka Advisory Committee, or AC for short, put its full weight behind two proposals as written. Proposal 171 and 172 from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game would change the formula the state uses to calculate how many herring can be harvested in the commercial sacro fishery. It would raise the threshold for fishing and reduce the guideline harvest level for herring for Sitka and the region. State Fisheries biometrician Sherry Dressel said it's a precautionary measure informed by updated studies out of British Columbia that suggest some herring populations need a lower harvest rate than 20% to keep the populations at conservation levels.
And we have not done an analysis specifically in Sitka Sound to address this. We recommend reducing the harvest rate, the maximum harvest rate, down to 15%. I will say that the productivity of the Sitka population is comparable. It's very high right now, which suggests it may very well be able to sustain this 20% harvest rate. But out of caution, since we haven't done an analysis, we're recommending to make the maximum 15.
Area management biologist Aaron Dupuis used this example. If the proposal had been in place in 2024, the harvest level for the sacro fishery in Sitka would have been around 61,000 tons, a reduction of about 20,000 tons from the record-breaking GHL. The proposal garnered support from stakeholders in the room. STA biologist Kyle Rosendale said the tribe supports measures to reduce the GHL and raise the threshold for commercial fishing. Saner Justin Peeler said even though it could be a hit to the fishery, he supports ADF&G in its management decisions.
As a commercial fisherman, it is a big breath to take to have your harvest rate cut, and I'll be very honest about that. But I still support their decision to put this proposal forward.
The AC voted down four proposals from a local advocacy group, the Herring Protectors, but supported a fifth. Committee members rejected the Herring Protectors' proposed 5,000-ton cap on the guideline harvest level, along with a proposal to prohibit the fishery from occurring three consecutive days or more, a proposal to reduce the length limit of purse seine nets for commercial harvest, and a proposal to expand waters closed to the sacro fishery to include the majority of waters herring have historically spawned in. Each failed, with just one AC member voting in favor of the proposals. The one Herring Protector's proposal that did garner AC support was Proposal 190, which provides for co-management of herring fisheries with tribal governments. Charlie Skulka Jr. pointed to tribal co-management of fisheries in Washington as a success story.
And I'm speaking as a tribal citizen. We've been extending all these olive branches out there. As we grow our tribal governments and start exercising our sovereignty, co-management is the only way we're going to be able to successfully do this for all user groups. So I really support this.
In a 10-to-1 vote, the AC gave its support to Proposal 190 after it recommended the removal of a section that would allow tribal governments to call an emergency closure of a fishery. A proposal from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska got traction in the committee, too. The members greenlit a section of the tribe's proposal that would require herring test set data be made available to the public. A proposal from traditional harvester Steve Johnson to close commercial fishing in Premisla Bay got a lot of support from members of the public who attended the meeting. Johnson said that as fish have moved north in Sitka Sound, Premisla Bay has become increasingly important for subsistence.
I used to set all of my stuff in northern Cassiana, where my dad set, where my grandfather set, you know, year after year after year, and it met the needs. But then it started not meeting the needs. And so after a while, after pulling, you know, in and empty sets, you start looking for better areas. And Premisla Bay was the answer, and has continued to produce year after year for the last several years, which is one of the reasons why I like to protect it.
But the reception to Johnson's idea from the committee was mixed. It was the only herring proposal that got a split vote, 6 in favor, 6 opposed. Among the other proposals that failed to garner AC support, a proposal to open Sitka Sound to spawn on kelp permit holders, and a proposal to allow sacro purse seine holders to use open pound gear. A thumbs up from the Sitka Fish and Game Advisory Committee doesn't guarantee adoption by the Alaska Board of Fisheries, which meets in Ketchikan early next year. The Sitka AC will continue to review fisheries proposals later this month. At its next meeting on November 20th, members will review proposals for management of the seine, gillnet, and subsistence salmon and sport salmon fisheries. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.